Okay, let me take a breath here and let you know what we just played there. We stopped with, or finished up with, some Muck in the Myers with 6 O'Clock Baby off the Take Me Back to Planet Earth EP from Rum Bar Records. And a reminder, September 2nd, the Woggles, Muck in the Myers, and the Chelsea Curve. The Porch, Southern Fair and Juke Joint in Method. Please check that out. It's a Friday night. It's not a school night. So get down there. We started things off with some brand new music by Crosswood Smiles. The Girl with the Perchant. The Girl with the Perchant for Yellow. Pressed and Ironed is the name of the LP from Big Stir Records. Some Slim Jim Phantom. Speed of Sound, brand new from him. It's a single off of Wicked Cool Records. Buffalo Springfield, Mr. Soul. I have it on my retrospective compilation, The Best of Buffalo Springfield. That released back in 1969, I think. And the B-52s with a live version of 52 Girls, recorded back, I believe, in 1979 at the Paradise Rock Club. Heard on WBCN. You remember that station, don't you? I do. Hey, did you know that today is Bill Kelly's birthday? So let's let Bill Kelly do the station ID. Stand by, let's make this all legal.
This is Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Stevens Underground Garage. You are listening to Chris Major on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. That's the way we say it here in Jersey. You got a problem with that?
Thank you, Bill Kelly. Thank you. I got some new music from Robin Lane coming up next here on Strike the Box.
La la la. need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. And now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I've opened up a door. Help me if you can.
Do I hate you? Do I gotta dislike?
you.
I got a dyslexic.
Just finished up with some Brad Marino with Another Sad and Lonely Night off of the Rebel Rouses Round 2. I think it's Rumbaugh Records. I'm pretty sure it is. I hope it is. It's Brad. Anyways, we started things off with some Muck in the Myers with 6 O'Clock Baby off of Rumbaugh Records from Take Me Back to Planet Earth 2020. Some brand new music by Robin Lane with a song called Hard Life off of her new LP called Dirt Road to Heaven that you can get on Red on Red Records. The Beatles with the, how many people know this? The original mono version of the U.S. album Help. Because I have it. I didn't play it because it's all scratched up. I played like the CD that I have. But if you had the album from 1965, it was going to be in mono. And you had that little James Bond ditty at the very beginning of Help. Paul Westerberg, Dyslexic Heart. I say that's fast a bunch of times. Off the singles picture soundtrack from 1992, and as I said, we finished up with Brad Marino with Another Sad and Lonely Night. Hey, although Other physical activity... Wait a minute. Walking is a good exercise. Read the headline. Walking is a good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation, because as we all know, public transportation is going to cease to exist after Friday night. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 square miles from Tusk Campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge. A distance can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tusk Community Radio. Because if you're around here, you all know the Orange Line is shutting down. They're saying it's a month, we'll see. And then the Green Line in Somerville is shutting down. So in order of the T basically shutting down, I have a song for them coming up next. Oh, and in case you didn't know, that's James Brown and the Fabulous Flames in the background with Choo Choo.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket just as wife and family went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Molly,
he may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
in the crowd, you won't leave any trace. It's always the same, you jump in someone else's train. It won't take you long to learn the new smile. You have to adapt or you'll be out of style. It's always the same, you jump in someone else's train.
Train, train, coming round. right round the bend. Train, train, coming right round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all, mine, she's my all, mine. Train, train. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again, never will again.
Hey, one of our listeners today is not feeling too good. He's under the weather. So, Mike, hopefully, if you are tuning in or catching the archive, hopefully you'll enjoy these next two songs. They're for you. A Bunch of Jerks. I'm always touched by your presence, dear. Off of their chart-topping hits LP from Rumbaugh Records. 2022? Maybe it was 2021. They'll look that one up again. I have a sad feeling that's their last LP, but we'll see what happens. But that goes out to Mike, the guitarist for A Bunch of Jerks, and hopefully he's feeling better. We started things off with the Kingston Trio with MTA, originally on the Scarlet Ribbons LP in Capitol in 1959. Usually you always play that when there's some type of train or MT thing going on in Boston here, and it's just going to be a nightmare coming up the next week. The Cure with Jumping Someone Else's Train. That's off the Boys Don't Cry LP from 1979. Wow. Jeez. Gin Gillette with Train to Satanville. 45 off the... Musicon LP label, 1961. It was 45. Somewhere I have written down who Gin Gillette actually was, but I don't have it with me. And Elvis Presley with Mystery Train from 1955 was a Sun Session recording. Song originally written by Junior Parker in 1953. As I said, we finished up with A Bunch of Jerks. Hopefully you are enjoying this week's show. Let's get back to some new music. I think, who do I have up here? I have some Jim Bassnight coming up next.
when I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Thing about not hitting the red light today. Maybe it's I don't want to hit the red button. Oh no. What could happen if you hit the red button? Anyways, we just finished up with our very own The Thigh Scrapers with Eight Ball Shifter off their Thigh Scrapers LP. Don't know when it was released because it's not in the computer here, but I'm sure that they will let me know. We started things off in that long set ago with some Jim Bass Knight with Opportunity Knocks. It's off of his remastered Pop Top LP from this year. The Shangri-Las, those bad girls from the 60s with Give Him a Great Big Kiss from 1965. Some Flesh Tones with Shiny Hiney off of Take a Good Look. I'll have to look up the year. I think that's the early 2000s, maybe the late 90s. And I'm so happy and so sad at the same time. The Flesh Tones are in town Saturday, August 20th and the 21st, at least it says here, at the Magic Room in Norwood. Unfortunately, I'm up in Maine. It seems like every time the Fleshtones come into town, I'm somewhere other than here. But yes, it's going to be the Magic, the Fleshtones, Tiger Bomb, Glider, and let me see here, playing at the Magic Room in Norwood. And I think our very own DJ here, Brian Young, who does Saturday for the Ravers. I can't think of the name all of a sudden. Crash Course for the Ravers on Saturday afternoons is putting this show together. So please make sure you check that out because he is also in the Thigh Scrapers. The Chelsea Curve with Jamie Come On from All the Things, Red on Red Records, because Chelsea Curve will be at The Porch, Southern Fair and Juke Joint, Medford, September 2nd with Muck and the Myers and the Woggles. That show, I want to go see and I'll be in town. The Darts with Break Up Makeup from I Like You But Not Like That from 2019, Alternative Tentacles. And that's it for me. I got to get out of here. Probably not going to like hearing about this, but next week I am on vacation, and unfortunately, it's going to be the first week in a long time I won't have a show here. You just have not had the time to pre-record, and I'm hitting the road early Saturday. I'll see what I can do Friday night. We'll see. Maybe I can squeeze an hour show in for next week. I don't want to leave all you guys hanging, but I'll see what I can do. Anyways, my time is up here. I got to get moving. I got one more song to play. I ended up bouncing a bunch of songs off this week, but I got one more from Tiger Bomb since they will be playing with the Fleshtones this week. Everybody have a safe weekend, safe week. I hope to be back here live in 2 weeks. Till then, thank you to everybody checking in on Facebook. I had fun today. I hope you did too. Later, people.
meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Now return control of your television set to you until next week at this same time when the control voice will take you to
Break the Box with Chris.